1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Brian Clark. Now, a Category 1 hurricane, Milton made landfall at Siesta Key on Florida's west coast, but the primary concern is the water, says Jamie Rome, deputy director of the National Hurricane Center.
We're just exposing a lot of the population of Florida to this intense rainfall and this flash flooding.
There have been more than 18 inches of rain recorded in St. Petersburg, where damage is beginning to appear. The city has shut off drinking water because of a water main break. The roof of the Tropicana Field baseball stadium suffered major damage, but no injuries were reported. There are more than 2 million power outages across Florida, and Milton's weather pattern spawned tornadoes on the state's east coast. Authorities in St. Lucie County say at least one person was killed after a tornado moved through a senior community. Palm Beach County Sheriff says five people were taken to hospitals. This is ABC News. The Justice Department may be seeking to take Google apart, as ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains from Washington.
Having won the first round in court with a federal judge ruling that Google is a monopoly, the Justice Department now signals it intends to force a court-ordered breakup of the company, possibly affecting Google's Chrome web browser and its Android operating system. The company responds, saying such a plan could have unintended consequences for consumers, risking their security and privacy, especially if Google is forced by the court to share user search data with competitors.
Sean Combs, the music mogul known as Diddy, is due in court Thursday for a hearing that's expected to establish boundaries for his trial on sex trafficking charges. Combs has pleaded not guilty. Meanwhile, his attorneys in a filing accused the federal government and prosecutors of unlawful leaks, citing Homeland Security investigations information over the searches of his homes and at prosecutors over the video depicting Combs attacking his then-girlfriend, Cassie. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over two dozen workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in a preseason matchup. At practice yesterday, head coach Doc Rivers discussed how he's teaching some of the new Bucks players how to read opposing defenses.
I'm trying to get them to see the reads, the typical basketball reads, because the more you can do that, you can literally put all kinds of things in, and then your offense becomes dynamic.
NFL, Packers nearly all back at practice yesterday as they play the Cardinals Sunday. The only player out, defensive lineman Devontae Wyatt, with an ankle injury. Romeo Doubs was back, but did not speak to reporters. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play Rutgers. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, how much do they adjust the game plan for Rutgers' tough defense?
Yes, I think you game plan it differently, but it's still our offense. It's still doing things within what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel over here. You know, we're going to do what we do and take advantage of, you know, what I'm good at and what I can process and all that.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a clear sky overhead, light winds, and temperatures by dawn will be in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For your Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the lower 70s, mid and upper 70s Friday with a few more clouds and a northwest wind. It's 39 at our studios.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a heads up about debt collection scams. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will be here. Alexander Vindman in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. I am Jeff Smith, 202-808-9925. We will attempt a speed round, starting with John from Atlanta, Georgia. John, you are on the air.
Yes, I'd like to tell those Democrats that complain about Liz Cheney and Kamala Harris. Liz Cheney's job is not to go there and, you know, talk about Kamala Harris. Her job is to get those Republicans that are doubtful or they will hold their nose and vote for Donald Trump. Her job is to get them not to vote for him or vote for Kamala Harris, which both things would benefit us. So when she goes on there, her job is to tell them how bad Donald Trump is. She don't need to tell them how good Kamala Harris is. She already told us that she didn't vote for her. So they know that she's going to vote for her. So her job is to get them to either vote for Kamala or don't vote at all. You know, which both, you know, it benefits us. So we need to stop that whining and complaining. That's what we do all the time. We want everything to be perfect. And we're not perfect. We have a strategy. Yeah. If we have 10 items on our list and the Democrats complete 9, we get mad with them and threaten that we're not going to vote because we want everything to be perfect. It's not a perfect world. And sometimes you have to, Liz Cheney will never win a nomination in the Republican Party. And the Republicans that run against her will use Kamala Harris' words about her, praising her against her in a campaign.
Now, John, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, and agree two things. One, a coalition is a coalition. We don't imagine we agree with one another 100% of the time. We imagine we agree with one another on enough important things so that we can advance shared objectives. That's, democracy is not getting everything you want. In fact, the definition of it is not getting everything you want. And the second thing, strategically, it's a long way to go for somebody to say, I've been a Republican all my life, and now I'm going to vote for the first woman president of the United States who is also a Democrat. I've always voted for white male Republicans my whole life. I've been trained to vote for white male Republicans. And now I'm going to vote for a woman of color who's a Democrat. It's a long way to go. And somebody who can help get a portion of that way, first, they have to make the decision, I'm not going to do what I've done. And they're going to make a decision, I'm going to do this new thing. Liz Cheney's help with one of those decisions, I think is helpful, and I agree with you. I'll say something else. I like what you said. It reminds me, and I'll screw this up a little bit, but an old story/joke where a woman is on a beach with her child, and the wave takes the child away in a riptide, and the child looks to be drowning, and it disappears and vanishes, and the woman tries to find her child, and she can't, and she gets down on her knees, she prays to God that her child will be saved. And she scouts and she screams and she prays and she cries. And then sure enough, comes a pelican down and lifts up the baby, lifts up the small child, carries the child to the mother's arms. and she's holding her child, and her child is alive and not drowned and not lost to the surf. And she looks up to the heavens. She says, well, thanks, but he had a hat. And I think that if we can think about the things we care about most, we've got to be willing to compromise on some of the stuff. Let's keep going. Dave in Northern Kentucky. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good.
I just wanted to share a little story with you. The other night, my wife and I were in the front room. I was watching TV. She was scrolling the Facebook page on her iPad. And she said, this is going to be nice. She said, there's the little town near us is going to have a Taylor Swift Day. And they're going to rename one of the streets Taylor Swift Avenue. And they're going to have a contest for girls to dress up like Taylor. And the businesses are going to give out friendship bracelets. Excuse me. And it's just an effort to draw some folks down there, you know, to shop at the shops and eat at the restaurants. And I told her, I said, now you watch. I said, people are going to go crazy. They're going to say, oh, they're trying to brainwash our kids. You know, they're all woke. And so sure enough, as she scrolls down to the comments section, the very first person who commented is her brother, who happens to be a conservative Christian. And he's losing his mind. You know, about what I just said. They're trying to brainwash our kids and, you know, push their woke ideology on everybody. And I told her, I said, and if there's any conservative Christians listening, this is a trigger warning, but Jesus Christ was a woke socialist, you know? But it just kind of was humorous to me that they will go so far out of their way to be offended by something. You know, they always have to look for something to be offended by. Yep. So that's it. It wasn't any big deal, but I just wanted to share that.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Yeah, some of you know, and I may pick it up again, but I did 100 episodes of a podcast called Democracy Nerd, where I'd interview authors. And one of the authors I interviewed, and they're still all publicly available for free if you want to listen to them. One of the authors I interviewed was... his point was about grievance politics. About it's a little bit like if you watch some NBA players, it used to be even more prevalent in Europe, and because of soccer culture, because of European football, of global football culture, of drawing fouls, of grabbing at your ankle, writhing on the ground because someone either nicked or didn't nick your ankle because you're trying to draw a foul. That grievance culture, that grievance politics has become deeply embedded within the right wing. Deeply embedded. I think there are a few reasons. I won't go through all of them. But one of them is because that they actually just laid bare their most important priorities. The reason they have to come up with a misused catchphrase, because as far as I can tell, woke either means things that disrupt a power structure that I benefit by, or it means doing things I disagree with, cultural activity that I wish weren't like that, or it means organizing against cruelty. These are a couple of working definitions I can think of. It appears to me when they say, woke ideology. The reason they have to come up with a misused catchphrase or misusing socialism is because they actually laid bare the following platform. We would like women to not have the opportunity for economic freedom. We would like to, as many Christian nationalists have now said on the record, we'd like to get rid of the 19th Amendment. Or at least, as a supermajority of conservative voters would say, we want to eliminate and continue to eliminate a woman's right to choose and have sanctity and have control over her own body and have bodily autonomy. If they laid that bare, if they laid bare that they think that the way an economy should work is by rewarding the powerful at the expense of the powerless and having everything else just work out. Sort of an anti-middle class movement. It wouldn't get much support. If they laid bare that what we believe is that science should be questioned and that climate change isn't real, or even if it were real, it ain't our fault, or even if it were our fault, it's not worth doing anything about, or even if it were worth doing anything about, it's not worth going against our old economy, fossil fuel funders to do anything about it, wouldn't be very popular. If they went out and said, this whole idea we're strong together, we're apart, this whole idea of democracy in general, actually we think we ought to have something more like a plutocracy, more like religious rule, more like an oligarchy, it wouldn't be very popular. And if you combined all four of those things, holy mackerel, you'd be lucky to get 25% of the vote. You'd be lucky if you got 22% of the vote. And so you have to figure out how to do that. And you do that by spending unlordly amounts of time, resources, treasure, and expertise to taint any movement that has a chance to get people, get the community, what in fact they want. You have to make people hate. You have to vilify the activist. You have to vilify the elected official. You have to vilify the donor. You have to vilify the politician. Because you can't combat the idea, honestly, because ultimately, a supermajority of people believe in science. Supermajority of people want a middle class. Supermajority of people want to save the planet. Majority of people want to save democracy and support an economy that works for everybody. So let's work on those things. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? While many of us derive strength from our faith, at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 is not just another election. This one is personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future. They're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms. They're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional separation of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit FFRF.org. That's Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, Foxtrot.org/vote to learn how to register and find your polling place. Discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text Hartman, HARTMANN, to 511-511. Receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. All right. Let's keep it going. Let's go to Jason from Charlotte, North Carolina. You win the Most Patient Listener Award.
How you doing? I wanted to talk about something that for some reason is completely being left out of the media. West Virginia Republicans have a resolution on the House floor, Resolution 203. I can't remember. There's another word in there, but I'm in my car. I can't pull it up right now. But they are basically saying that we're not going to recognize any election if we don't think it was fair.
Yep.
So basically they're saying we're just, you know, we're not going to do it. Donald Trump's been shot at. It's the Democrats' fault. We're not going to do it. And they basically want to leave it up to themselves to decide who wins West Virginia. And in a way, it's almost like they're saying, you know, we're going to secede if we don't get what we want.
Yep.
And for some reason, it's just not being covered, and I don't get it. I mean, that should be everywhere.
Yep. No, I appreciate it. And you're helping get the word out there. And I want to say something else. I want to say to people in West Virginia, to people in red areas, people in blue areas, we're thinking about moving. We need to organize within suburban, exurban, and rural communities. We got to make sure that the anti-democracy, anti-middle class, anti-science, anti-women garbage doesn't take further root, doesn't just fully calcify places like West Virginia. West Virginia knew, it wasn't that long ago that West Virginia knew that it was coal barons and Wall Street money that were tainting their state. They knew that. And at some point, and Fox News was a super weapon that helped make it happen, they started thinking that somehow, like liberals were their enemy. That ain't who your enemy is. But Jason, thank you for the call.
Oh, no problem. Thanks.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul from Woodinville, Washington. You want to give the origin of woke? Oh, we lost him. We will go to David, who is another winner of the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, David from Woodland Hills, California.
Thank you, Jeff. This is based on what you and Tom have been teaching us for a very long time. I call it the saddest thing about the cult. Many of them are good, patriotic people who have been deliberately overworked, dumbed down, and made fearful of the other by conservative policies that benefit the wealthy while blaming the Democrats since Reagan. In the 1970s, Jeff, a pundit said, the next country most likely to become Nazi Germany is the United States. I thought he was out of his mind, bat butt nuts, you know what I mean? Well, pass the bowl, baby, and grab me a beer, too. Either these people can't see the devil, or they like it when they do.
No, I just was, in preparation for this, I was reading and watching some psychological movement analysis that said that one of the reasons why the abusive communicator, and that's what Donald Trump is, an abusive communicator, his movement is an abusive movement, that is overlap with fascistic movements, with fascist movements in history, they're abusive movements, is that it accomplishes a couple of psychological objectives for the followers. One is it allows you to express your grievance, gives you outlet for your anger. The other is it gives you outlet for your darkness. It says, oh, wow, I too can be subversive. I too can be sort of anti the main thing. I can be bad. And it can be fun to be bad. All of us are a little bad some of the time, right? All of us have darkness. All of us are imperfect. We shouldn't just say it's them. It is us. And I don't just mean all you. I mean me. None of us are pure as the driven snow. And there can be something liberating. It can even feel honest. It can feel honest when somebody is standing up and just being cruel and just being mean, because it speaks to a part of us that kind of wishes we were some of the time. Most of us quell it. Most of us don't manifest it in our politics. And most of the time, it is not manifest in our politics because we know when we get together, we know that's not how we're supposed to be. But once every some number of generations, it pops up. And enough people start to glom onto it that with enough oligarchic media power, with enough financial power, with enough of a takeover of one's proud political party, with enough help from a nation state and military superpower and mob boss, you have a chance that people don't unite if you don't have enough Liz Cheney's in the world, and if you have too many like Jill Stein's in the world, and I don't mean their policy politics, I mean their strategic moves, that can leak up. It can leak out. It can spring up and run roughshod over democracy. But, Dave, we're going to break. You got 5 seconds?
Well, I'm very fearful about where we're headed. I wish I weren't.
Translate the fear into vigor. Translate it into anger and energy, and let's win.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Transmute that fear into positive energy. And I don't mean Pollyannish, I mean vigor. Let's win.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Brian Clark. Now, a Category 1 hurricane, Milton made landfall at Siesta Key on Florida's west coast, but the primary concern is the water, says Jamie Rome, deputy director of the National Hurricane Center.
We're just exposing a lot of the population of Florida to this intense rainfall and this flash flooding.
There have been more than 18 inches of rain recorded in St. Petersburg, where damage is beginning to appear. The city has shut off drinking water because of a water main break. The roof of the Tropicana Field baseball stadium suffered major damage, but no injuries were reported. There are more than 2 million power outages across Florida, and Milton's weather pattern spawned tornadoes on the state's east coast. Authorities in St. Lucie County say at least one person was killed after a tornado moved through a senior community. Palm Beach County Sheriff says five people were taken to hospitals. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The crime rate in Wisconsin's largest city is trending down. Milwaukee's third quarter crime report shows a 22% drop in homicides since last year. Other violent crimes like rape, arson, and burglary are also down. On the other hand, vehicle thefts are up 17% from a year ago. Robberies are also on the rise. The candidates for 3rd District Congress sound open to debating each other, Jimmy Kuska reports.
Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden said he had nothing to be concerned about in debating Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook, calling his congressional record, quote, impeccable. Cook issued a statement saying Van Orden has been avoiding events where the two would be together and that he refused to debate Brad Paff in 2022. The election is on November 5th. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California that state a body needs to be buried immediately, so they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a clear sky overhead, light winds, and temperatures by dawn will be in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For your Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the lower 70s, mid and upper 70s Friday with a few more clouds and a northwest wind. It's 39 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin native writer-director Steve Burrows, who makes our popcorn pick of the week, UP comedian Jessica Phillips, and Oswang director Barry Polterman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Another must-have. Our family members have ordered this. They say they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new Men's Performance Sleep Short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new Puffy Sheep Slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. Don't forget to tell them we sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth. Wrap yourself in luxury this fall. All right, we're going straight to you. This is your program. Let us go to Todd from, I think, Wisconsin.
Yes. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to respond to the lady that was talking about children and raising them. I have two kids that grew up in an area in Wisconsin that is really heavily inflicted with meth and heroin and teen pregnancy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the one thing I found out about parenting, my kids both grew up, never been in trouble, graduated high, didn't go to college because I've always told them that, you know, do what you want as long as you're happy. Don't worry about the pay. And so my thing is it all starts with, and it's going to sound weird, but it all starts with discipline. When children are little, most parents don't want to discipline their child however they choose to do it, whether it's spanking, whether it's putting them in the corner. I did both with my children, but the one thing that I always tell parents, or new parents, is that if you're going to discipline your child, when you're done disciplining them, give them 10 minutes to think about it and then and yourself to cool off and come back and then have a discussion with them about what happened, why it happened, and all these things. And then my children never did things twice. Wrong. You know, when I disciplined them, I always made sure that I went back and we had a discussion for a half hour, an hour, just about how to correct these things and what's the right thing to do.
Talk it through.
Yep. And I think what parents don't understand is even when they're little children and they can't speak, they understand what you're saying. Whether they know the words you're saying, they know what you're trying to come with.
I appreciate it, Todd. Thank you for the call. And I will say that I think there are a lot of parents who are doing a really good job, that are just doing a really good job, that I think we're getting more and more compassionate as we progress. I think we're going to be less and less abusive as we progress. There is still a lot of room to run. There's still a lot of work to do. To bend the arc of history towards kindness, towards compassion, towards justice. But I think there are a lot of people doing that work, and I think more than ever. And I'm betting on the next generation. I am betting on the next generation. Brenda from, I think, Michigan.
Yes. Hi, Jefferson. When you started talking about the women's issues,
yeah.
It brought to mind some thoughts I've had.
Please.
It actually came out in memo form, but I'd like to read it, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
To all the fathers, mothers, grandparents, uncles, aunts, brothers, and sisters out there, I went through the women's movement in the 70s. I was in a second group of women to train alongside of men in the Army. I'm a veteran who served in the U.S. and Germany. We have a very important election coming up, and I want to share a few thoughts with all of you. Should Donald Trump be elected, Project 2025 goes into effect. We have all been told that how the CDC will monitor women's pregnancies and whether they have an abortion or miscarry. In order to do that, the CDC will be able to view millions of women's medical records. What's to say that the president wants to be able to view the records of all females who will come of childbearing age? Do you really want that to happen to your daughters or nieces? And what's to stop Donald Trump from telling us who can become pregnant and who can't? Or maybe passing a law forcing women to be seen and not heard and barefoot and pregnant. And let's not stop there. The Republicans will try to pass a law forcing women who go outside the home will be with a male relative to make sure she does what she's told, and she must be wearing a burqa to hide who she is. Aren't there enough limits being forced on women as it is? We went through enough obstacles in the 60s and 70s, and I refuse to live in the Stepford society.
Brenda, thank you so much.
And please post that. Now, all you people out there, remember what I'm saying. We need to vote Democrat.
Thank you. Keep spreading the word. I can't add wisdom. All I can add is applause. So thank you so much for what you shared.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too. Tom from Mossyhead, Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jefferson, I've got a question for you. But first, I wanted to thank Kenyatta for, expressing exactly what I wanted to say. I'm not as elegant as he is in speaking. But, tremendous. Anyway, the question I have is, I live here in the panhandle of Florida where it's extremely red. You know, I'm not trying to come across like anybody special, but, I got an IQ above 70. But I was speaking to a lady.
You're not trying to say you're better than anybody, but you can put two words together. Go ahead.
You're right, yeah. No, I'm pretty stupid in a lot of ways. But I was speaking to a lady who, every time she sees me, she knows kind of my position on things. And we got talking about the $750 FEMA thing where, people that are destitute and, flooded out. She was saying, that's just a big ripoff. They're not paying anybody. They have to show proof of ownership or whatever, and that's lost in the floods. And they can't even get to $750. And I was trying to explain, I got this from Kamala in one of her speeches that, $750 is just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's to help you, get a motel or whatever it takes, to survive. And she was saying, people, just not getting it and all that. Or can explain a little better to me so I can understand, like a 5-year-old.
So here's, and I'm not going to count myself a FEMA expert, but here's what I do know, and also share what I think. Part of what I think is that one of my laments about the state of, and I do point a lot of the finger at what's happened with right-wing modern news communication and media, that our partisan arguments should have some limits, and those limits should include at the water's edge, and the water's edge should include if we're going to be infiltrated by Vladimir Putin. That water's edge should also include when a hurricane is coming over the shore, and that's when we should say at this point, we're human beings. We're not just Americans. We're human beings. We're going to apply the resource we need to make sure people in disaster survive. And that's what we're going to do, whether it's a Republican president, Democratic president, whether we want them to win or lose. That's what we're going to do. And What we have seen more and more from the white, from the right wing media machine, from the communication apparatus, of which Donald Trump is now its biggest bullhorn, is meaningful setting aside of that principle. It's a deeply American principle. I'm not going to call it a norm. Who cares about norms? Some people do, some people might not, but we should care about principles. Setting aside its important principles, including at the water's edge, we are humanity, and yes, we are also Americans. $750 was not the stuff you have to apply that makes it hard to get. That's bigger disaster relief. The $750 was the, let's get it to you in 6 hours. And there are many, many, many people who got it within 6 hours. But Fox News doesn't want to cover that. Donald Trump doesn't want to cover that. Ron DeSantis doesn't want to cover that. He didn't want to say that. He will say when pressed, oh yeah, here was the assistance we asked for, and we got that assistance. But he doesn't want to give any credit. And part of it is because what's happened to the right-wing media, that we saw what happened to the former governor of New Jersey when he embraced a long-standing American tradition with Barack Obama in addressing their natural disaster, their great storm. And there were pictures with Obama and that governor, and everybody's like, oh, look, that looks like it's bad. He's like helping Obama. And so DeSantis is like, I better not be like that. It might hurt me in a Republican primary. What does it say about the modern Republican Party that they have to lie about disaster relief? They have to resist interacting about it, having pictures taken, because they're so worried. They're so worried that focusing on solving problems instead of focusing on attacking liberals would get them in trouble within their own party. That should be the thing that'd be lauded within your party, is solve the problems. That's why we have a government in the first place, to help solve some problems. Thanks, Nicole.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And the tease is, the people who are facing disaster, get your $750 and get what you need. Those aren't two different things. Those aren't the same thing. They're two different things.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is, skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Now,
hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, blood sugar levels. Do you exercise, watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature, and you can take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient, and with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, can help you to do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine, plus 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and enter promo code Tom. That's super B-E-R-I-N-E. Dumb.
Our digital marketing is flat. selling out. Every time we get successful with the right keywords, the costs are becoming astronomical. And our CPMs are going through the roof and conversion rates are tanking. Now, how are we going to stand out from our competitors when we're all doing the same thing? Bob?
Well, boss, one thing I enjoy doing is listening to satellite radio.
Maybe we can use one of those hosts to talk about our products and drive more customers online. Radioactive Media made brands from Squatty Potty, Dr. Marty's Pets, Bone Soap, and more. They can match us with the right influencer and get a ROAS as high as 5-1.
Get a free analysis and receive $1,000 credit towards your first national campaign by going to radioactivemedia.com or text the word radio to 511-511. Discover how audio marketing can surpass your current strategies with new and innovative ways that sound better. Go to radioactivemedia.com or text radio to 511-511 today.
Terms, conditions, you're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.